This morning, reaction is pouring in following a Wall Street Journal report that President Trump's name appears in the Jeffrey Epstein files multiple times. According to the publication, Attorney General Pam Bondi told the president back in May that he was listed in the Epstein files along with other high-profile names. Being named in the files is not evidence of any wrongdoing, but last week, when pressed by ABC's Catherine Folders, Trump denied Bondi told him his name was in the files.
Did she tell you at all that your name appeared in the files?
No, she's given us just a very quick briefing. And in terms of the credibility of the different things that they've seen,
Bondi is now responding to the Wall Street Journal's report saying, quote, nothing in the files warranted further investigation or prosecution, adding, as part of our routine briefing, we made the president aware of the findings. All of this comes as Deputy Attorney General and former Trump attorney Todd Blanche is expected to meet with Epstein's co-conspirator Ghislaine Maxwell today. Maxwell is currently serving a 20-year sentence for child trafficking and could discuss potential accomplices in Epstein's international sex ring. The House Oversight Committee has voted for Maxwell to testify under oath as part of an investigation into how Epstein evaded accountability for decades. Republicans and Democrats also voting to subpoena the Justice Department to release the full Epstein files. On Capitol Hill, questions are growing from lawmakers on both sides of the aisle.
Trump denied being informed that his name was in those files. We need to bring Bondi and Patel into the Judiciary Committee to testify about this now.
Just be done with it. Be done with it. If in fact there's no there for the president, get it out there. Just get it out there and be done.